Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello there, Justin. It is Wednesday.
Hello, Diana. If I sound a little different today, my allergies are driving me crazy, which is odd. I don't usually have midsummer allergies.
I just feel like a lot of people are having allergies year-round now.
Right. Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, usually, you know, I have headaches. That's a sign of my allergies. Mm-hmm. And I never know. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, husband headaches.
Oh,
you know, I call them.
Oh, yeah. Well, wives get those, too.
Oh, do they?
Yes. I think more frequently.
Oh, well, okay, then. I guess you might be right about that. But I know that, anyway, I have a headache and it won't go away. And I feel kind of stuffed up, unpleasant. So we're going to talk today about summer reading.
Yes. What's one of my favorite pastimes?
Yes, you enjoy a good book.
Yes.
Or a great book.
A great book.
Yes. You can't just be good.
No, we want great
There are a lot of
books.
Great books out there.
That's true.
And so we have 5 websites that are going to help you find something new to read.
Mm-hmm. So there is whatshouldireadnext.com. It reads just like that, whatshouldireadnext.com.
Yeah.
When you visit the homepage, there is a gray box with a white box inside of it. Start typing an author's name or a title of a book in the box. And as you type, the site will actually try to figure out what you are typing. And then once you see it in the list, click on the name or title, and you will be given a list of recommendations.
Cool.
It's kind of like iTunes Genius, you know?
Right, yeah. And you can sign up to create your own list. And so all these book recommendations on the site are made by real people.
Cool.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, Amazon.com has gotten really big into the ebook market. I remember when you used to buy real books from them. Now everyone buys ebooks for their Kindles and their other tablets.
Yes, yes.
But all you have to do is type in a title in Amazon's search bar, and then you visit the page for that book or author, which authors now have whole pages of their books on Amazon. And, you know, based on what you search and what you like, Amazon will recommend other items. And then also what other people have bought that buy that same title. So they use a whole bunch of different algorithms and get you a book recommendation that way.
Right. And of course, Amazon also has a large number of reviews for almost every single one of their book titles.
That's right.
So that's helpful. Now, there's another site here we're going to talk about, librarything.com. It's an online book club. You can sign up for free, and you can list up to 200 books that you like, that you own, or have read, and find other members with common interests. So, and if you want to list more than 200 books, there is a small fee.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's an online book club. That sounds like fun. Then there's goodreads.com, which is another online book club with free membership. And Goodreads... Also, there's an annual Goodreads Choice Awards that brings the best books up for the whole club every year.
Okay, cool.
Which is
kind of
cool.
Finally, we promised 5. There's yournextread.com, and it's a hip graphical interface. You type in a book name or click on a book title, and a flowchart of other books actually appears in front of you.
Wow.
Your Next Read seems to have fewer recommendations than the other services, but it's pretty cool to look at.
Well, it's especially good if you're indecisive and you just need a few recommendations.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. So read a little bit this summer. It's a nice thing to do on the beach, nice thing to do just on your back porch. Mm-hmm. You know, read a good title. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.